This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney coming up at the tail end of this hour. I want to remind you, because it is a holiday week, we have bumped up, nailed the score. So if you are alive, breathing, have a few eyes open, there's a ton of you out there, I know. You'll want to do this because you have a chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. In fact, today I was talking to somebody about that, just not only bragging rights, but we do have some great prizes. We've had a couple of winners in the past, but, you know, it's been several years since we've had another winner. The idea is to lighten the load. In other words, have some fun. And all you have to do is pick a team, right? So you pick a team, and then you decide what the final score is going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just basically playing bingo, in a sense. Does that make sense? Easy peasy. It's the holiday edition. No turkeys allowed for Nail the Score. Again, at the tail end of this hour, we'll do that. Before we get there, we have a bunch to dive into. Also, I'm going to tell you how you could win possibly a wonderful trip somewhere thanks to DK Travel and Delta Vacations, the gift of travel. I was putting together my list of places I'd want to go, and I think every single one of them is on the list. All right, but before we get to all of that, the chance of winning a flight to Italy or Ireland or New York, we are being joined by somebody from Talk Media News. I'm not sure who it is. Who's with us?
I've been calling in. I kind of want to win a flight, so if you want me to call in later, I can do that.
Justin, so you want to call in anonymously so you can win? I have to tell you, you're eligible, so don't worry about it. But
fantastic. All right. I'll just stick around when this is over and call on in.
And enter, yeah. Ireland, Italy, London, New York. I'd take any of those. I guess New York is easy for both of us. So London, Italy, or Ireland sounds good, right?
I was going to say, that'd be like a, you know, $85 like train trip, so not as interesting. But the others I'm totally down for.
I totally agree with you. All right, so what's the scoop now on Russia and, of course, the investigation? Now they're talking about the tweets and how they could actually bounce back and bite the president. What's that about?
Well, there is a lot of information swirling around that right now that links directly back to both Jared Kushner and Donald Trump Jr. The big sort of reveal that we've gotten in the past couple of days is that Kushner has not released all of the emails that were, you know, initially maybe not specifically requested, but heavily, I guess implied by any sort of reasonable judgment by the Justice Department. Those have not been released. Donald Trump Jr. has, as I'm sure you and your listeners know, released the conversations that he has had with members of WikiLeaks. And apparently there was a email that dealt with the WikiLeaks issue as well that was forwarded to Jared Kushner that he was on, something that he ended up forwarding to another person as well, and just raises the big question over whether or not there was larger efforts to communicate with the organization during the campaign itself. And this is something, of course, that a lot of members of the campaign have denied, have said that there was not communications with this organization, have played this down pretty heavily. So the fact now that there are some pretty clear-cut examples has certainly raised some eyebrows.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff. The other thing that was interesting is the press declaring North Korea a state sponsor of terror. What does that mean?
That's a good question, and largely it's just sort of a symbolic move. There was a lot of pressure on him during the Asia trip to make some kind of announcement related to this when it comes to North Korea. This is something that has been pushed by a lot of members of his foreign policy team to ramp up some of the tough talk that we've heard from the administration so far, and this is the latest example of it. This was something that was taken down back in 2008, I believe, by the Bush administration, when there was a sense that there could be some kind of leeway made in negotiations with the country. That obviously has not panned out, and the administration has taken a very tough line when it comes to North Korea in the past. So this was something that was bound to happen eventually. In terms of the actual impact, there doesn't necessarily seem to be much available. There's already been a pretty big effort to slap sanctions against North Korea from the administration, from the international community, and this likely won't add more to it, but it does occupy a symbolic portion of the conversation, and that is something that the White House is certainly looking for.
Yeah, no kidding. So while that's happening, the president talks about what a big Christmas gift this is going to be to the American people, talking about his tax reform. And he's saying that, you know, hey, congratulations to the House of Representatives for passing gift. This is going to be a tax cut last week. I'm hopeful the Senate will do the same. Are they going to do the same?
That's the question that remains right now. And as it stands, there's one senator who has come out firmly against this. That means that there can only be two more who can come out against it in order to sink it. And there have been a number of undecided senators who have been on the fence about this, particularly in the light of a report from the Joint Committee on Taxation that said that this would, in, you know, a lot of cases, amount to a tax increase on Americans who are lower income earners or who are below some of the major brackets that, you know, Democrats have been saying that this is ultimately a backdoor to benefit, and that could certainly threaten this. It probably does not help that Trump has targeted Jeff Flake, one of the senators who was undecided, and has insulted a number of the others in the past. That makes this a lot harder, you know, from a certain perspective, if you're trying to, you know, reach out from the White House and craft a deal. And that puts this in sort of the uneasy column. There is a huge desire to have something passed by Christmas in order to claim a legislative achievement. You know, Congress has been under fire for just not being able to get anything done, despite the fact that they have taken control of both the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and really have nothing stopping them except for their own inter-party division. So this is a big test and one that they are not guaranteed to pass.
Yeah, crazy. And last thing, when did the turkeys get pardoned?
That is taking place tomorrow. The turkeys are drumstick and wishbone. There is going to be a ceremony in the Rose Garden. And to tell the obvious joke that I've been hearing all day, since Obama pardoned the turkeys in the past, there is a good chance that Trump may just not do it this time.
But I'm
waka, waka.
I love
I'm
it.
So sorry.
Exactly. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving, and thanks as always, Justin.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You too. Justin Duckham, pretty funny there, talking about the turkeys. Gotta love that, the names, Wishbone and Drumstick. How about that? I want to tell you about the gift of travel coming up, meaning that this great promotion we're doing that I'm beyond excited about, you have a wonderful chance to win from Delta. Plus, if you are the third person to email me when I give you out, when I give you the link, you win a copy of one of the terrific books on some of those countries that I've been mentioning. So we're going to soar to the other side. Come back with us here on ATN.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866 866- 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When it was in 2012, we took the show to Ireland. It was awesome. We and many of you remember this. I broadcast from Carrick Castle and went all over the country. I was in Dublin, I was in Belfast. We interviewed incredible people about Ireland, the history, what it was like. I mean, it just blew me away, really, that trip. You have a chance to win a trip to Ireland thanks to DK Eyewitness Travel, the gift of travel in combination with Delta Vacation. So here's the thing. The gift of travel, and your chance to win a trip to Ireland is really easy. What you have to do is go to this simple link we have created for you. Go to Travel with DK. It's almost like KD, right? Just reverse. TravelWithDK.com. And go to that, and there's an entry form there, and you just click on it. It's simple. For Ireland. And there's a chance that you could win an incredible vacation to one of the destinations. So you could enter every week for one of those destinations. New York City was last week, and you still have a chance that's up there. Ireland coming up, London, and Italy. And I cannot tell you how excited I am that we're involved with this, because I would love for one of you to win one of these trips. But you also have a chance to win one of the books. So how do you do that? Send me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just say, I want to win. I want to win the book on Ireland, and I have 5 copies to give away. You could be one of the lucky winners. The third person in tonight will get the first copy of that, and it's awesome. I mean, it's got everything on Ireland that you would possibly want to know. It'll make you want to go to Ireland no matter what. But what's cool is there's one grand prize trip, Delta Vacation Package for two, right? The winner gets either a $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London, or $2,200 voucher for a trip to New York, depending on which one is awarded. It covers airfare and hotel accommodations. You also get to boot a $100 gift card, a branded item from Delta Vacations, a DK Eyewitness Travel Guide for the destination, if you didn't win it from this show. So I am psyched. Go after it, people. It's easy peasy, and there's no weirdness attached to it. In my own way to throw out the verbiage, there's nothing that they're going to play getcha with. So travelwithdk.com. Travelwithdk.com. Are we going to travel to a couple of different places in this segment? I like to call it odds and ends, meaning there's so much bopping out there that with this Me Too and the harassment claims, that we have to add another name to the list. At least what's happened story-wise on this is Charlie Rose. So, longtime TV journalist, co-host of CBS This Morning, major contributor to 60 Minutes, and of course he's best known for a show I watch all the time on PBS called Charlie Rose, because he had some great interviews with all kinds of different people. Anyway, he's been added to the list of men who've been accused of sexually harassing or assaulting people that they work with. And you know what? He's saying, I did it. So just like Louis C.K., he's not saying, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense, no, and that's exaggerated. He's copping to it. So both CBS and PBS announced that he or his show are being suspended. That is bombshell news. I mean, the guy's been around forever. The Washington Post reported Monday that eight women told the paper that he made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including lewd phone calls. See, there's the problem. You know, this is what we're talking about here. You cannot excuse this behavior. Whatever nonsense, when people want to pile on the other side of it and say that some of these women are exaggerating, not, he's saying it's true, including lewd phone calls, walking around naked in front of them, groping them while they work for him or aspire to work for him. Oh my goodness. And again, when did these happen? They're saying 2005, 2008, 2010. And it's like a lot of times when they were interning or were trying to work, you know, had applied for a job with them. And then there were other periods in the 90s. So basically, it's covering the gamut with him. And the women, they say, the Post was saying that the women they interviewed, the reporters interviewed friends, colleagues, family members who said the women had confided in them about the incidents. They said that eight spoke on the record, five on the condition that they would be anonymous. Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable in the sense it's just, wow, just so sad, disturbing, these allegations. But he admitted to them. So that's it. He's saying, yeah, you know, he's saying, I did it. He's not saying it's a lie, I didn't do it, none of that. So he's now on this giant list of men in entertainment, media, business, politics, and this has just sprung open in the last 2 months. It's the Pandora's box that happened because of Harvey Weinstein and all the nonsense with him. And boy, the details, some of the details of what was said, and oh my gosh, you know, flat out. And he is saying yes. I mean, he's saying, yes, he did it. So I don't see him coming back to PBS. I mean, that's the end of Charlie Rose. How does he come back? They're not going to cap him back. CBS isn't going to take him back. They're not going to do that. PBS isn't going to do that. And I'm sure there's some people where they have a different view. You know, they have had a different relationship with him, and they didn't see that side of him. And you think about it, he's had these medical problems. Jeez. Unbelievable. But not gonna, it's not gonna wash. It's just not gonna, it's just not happening now. You know, it's like no tolerance. And especially again, there shouldn't be, because he's saying, I did it. I was the scumbag and I did it. And the stuff is bad that's being described that he's saying he did. Unbelievable. Nightmare. A nightmare of a different sort. And stuff is, Thanksgiving happens, right? And it used to be, I'm not whining. And I'm not nostalgic for the good old days. You know, I remember when I was a kid, this happens with every generation. You know, your mother, your father, whoever, people around you telling you how, well, it used to be and it was this way and it was so much better, because it's not that it was so much better, it's just so commercialized. It's just too much. How much stuff do we need? It sort of made me anti-stuff because that's all I keep seeing everywhere. So big box stores like Best Buy, Walmart, Big Lots, they have their doors open to people on Thanksgiving. So now all those people don't have off. Remember, everything was pretty much closed down, a couple gas stations open, some convenience stores. Or you'd run to the supermarket and they'd say, oh, we're closing at 5. So if you have to get some oregano or you have to get some stuffing mix or whatever you have to get, better hurry up. But now it's becoming this tradition that more and more stores have made the decision to open during Thanksgiving. Wow. Thanksgiving. I just, there was a survey I read today that talked about adults that have people that they had interviewed. It was bestblackfriday.com. They did an online survey. And they, you know, they did an online survey with less than 600 people. But in this survey, they found 57% disliked the idea of stores opening on Thanksgiving. And just 16% thought of Thanksgiving openings favorably. And I agree. But here's the thing. The stores don't care. You know how many stores are open? Oh, it's ridiculous. I could read them off and it would be like, it would take the whole show, but I'll just give you some broad strokes. I mentioned some of them already. So Best Buy, Big Lots, Carson's, Cabela's, Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Yeah. Crazy. GameStop, don't even know their hours yet. Just pick your poison, any poison, and it's probably open. All right, stay with us. Mailbag coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Yeah.
mix of heading out, or perhaps you're already there listening to me somewhere. I've gotten a lot of emails from some of you saying, hey, I have a chance to chill, so I'm going to listen to the show. We have a couple of best of but I would be stoked if I went under the tree and all I had was that green egg. You know what I'm talking about, guys. I would be excited because I like them. I think that they're, I just think that they cook, they just cook the meat well. And we need a grill, and so if I had a green egg, I would be, you know, I'd be happy about the green egg. So there you go. That's what I want. I want a green egg. Let's move to this one. This one is from Matthew. Kate, I want to apologize for all the men out there that are sexual predators and scumbags. I have a lot of women in my life, and let me tell you, there are plenty of opportunities to meet all kinds of women. Why men abuse power that way is so sad to me, and it's so sad that somebody's shy, somebody not knowing what to do, somebody shocked, somebody young. I mean, the stories are just outrageous that we're hearing, and I'm sorry, a lot of them are true. It also aggravates me when people try to beat up on women, and you've had some callers like that, and I agree that if it's fake and phony and false, that's, of course, that's not good, and that's bad for women who really have something to report. We should make it easier for women who have been abused in any manner to be able to come forward. I mean, it's outrageous that what we're reading about, even now, Senator Al Franken, and some of what's being said about what he's done. I don't know. What do you think? I think that, yes, we have so many stories that are coming out. This whole Me Too movement, I won't even call it a movement, but Me Too, the hashtag, people complaining what's happened to them. And you know what? There's difference between sexual assault and harassment, obviously different. But now, because of this, they're saying that this is the moment. I mean, because of what happened with Weinstein, because there's been a smack button, that there are some things that are starting to happen that might make it easier for certain legislation to be passed. And boy, I don't know. I think that somebody who's done the things that now even Charlie Rose is saying he's done, I mean, listen, they need to be dumped. They do. That's not a good situation. And again, if you have a daughter, you have granddaughters, you have nieces, I got all of them in my life. I've got nieces. I can't imagine. They're the sweetest, coolest little girls. And just to think of them being embattled in an embattled state and having to make that kind of, you know, traverse that landscape. And again, different if they're wrong accusations, of course, but especially when some of them are saying, no, I did do that. No, I did do that. Well, there's no, if they're saying they did it, they did it. I mean, they're copping to it. They're saying it was me. That's what Charlie Rose is saying. I did it. So it's not made up. Let's not go too far down the rabbit hole because we're jumping into the mailbag here. All right, this one is from Marie, who says, do you, this is a whole thing about gift giving all of a sudden. Kate, do you feel, I don't know how you were raised, but is it awkward to you when people give you gifts and you don't give them gifts in return? Yes, because I'm the giver, so I would rather be, and it wouldn't bother me. If I gave somebody a gift and they didn't give me a gift back, I don't care. I'm doing it for a reason, because I'm thanking them, or I want to make them feel special, or whatever the reason is. So, the tit for tat thing, forget that. But if somebody gave me the gift, I would hate that. It would feel awkward to me, because I'll say it again. I'm the giver, so I don't know. For me, it would be weird. Bonus, I guess, if both feel the need to do it. And it shouldn't be that way. A gift shouldn't be, oh, well, they got me a gift, so I know they're going to get me one, so I have to give them one. Because then that's not the spirit of it. That's not the spirit of gift giving, right? I mean, to me, the whole gift thing is when you find something cool, when you're thinking about the person and you give them the thing, there's something about that. It's not running out at the last second and getting some stuff, you know? All right, how about this? At Macy's flagship store, I got this from Nick, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about 34th Street in New York in the Macy's store when you were a kid. Did you know that you have to make an appointment to see Santa? I did see that. I read a story about that, that you can go online, you can sign up for a time slot from 30 minutes to 5 days in advance. Of course, it's free. And it runs the day after Thanksgiving all the way through till, you know, Christmas Eve. But they say the reason they've done it is not to block people out, but that it would cut down on wait times and it would make it easier to see Santa because he's popular. So all these crazy long waits, that way they don't have to do it. You could cancel a reservation, you could make a new reservation. I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see how that works. I guess if you know you're going to Macy's, especially if you're in New York, if you know you're in Macy's and that's what you're going to do, it's not some surprise visit, well, of course, you know, then you're going to make, you just make the schedule and it probably works out. I don't know. Maybe it's smart after all. All right, here's another one, and this is on a more serious note. This one is from Timothy, who says, Kate, here's what I know about tax reform. How about taxes that don't screw up the middle class? How about that? How about reform that says yes to breaks that people who are entrepreneurs need? To people who are part of a hard-working blue-collar family, how about that? How about not increasing the amount of income that's taxed? How about that? How about keeping some things in place that need to be in place? Well, we don't know. That's the mystery about what the Senate's going to do and then what that actual package is going to look like. But I agree. You know, stop squeezing the little guy. How about everybody just pays their fair share of taxes? That's why I've explored flat and fair tax as alternatives. But that's not happening anytime in the near future. All right, we're nailing the score next here on America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Like they're in that position, they're on the highway to hell, which means it's just a very long season, right, in football. So that's what happens. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and sometimes you can't find the side of a barn. So can you believe that we are more than halfway through the football season? That means Nail the Score, the chances are narrowing. So here's the scoop, and I know this is kind of, this is a big holiday week, so probably many of you are away. I'm going to give out email, and I'm going to give out the phone numbers as well, because that's the way you can get a hold of us. Either way, you can jump in on this action. It doesn't have to be completely through the phone lines. Like I said, I know based on what some of you were telling me is a lot of you are taking the week off. Woohoo! What's that like? Paid vacation. Hanging out on the back of a yacht somewhere, and it's paid for. That'd be cool. So here we go. The game of the week. And, you know, we've got someone new hanging around us, a new technical director, Mackenzie Sutton. And we're going to put him on the line, too, because it's just a guess. You don't have to be a football guru. In fact, if you're not, it's probably better. I mean, you know, paralysis by over-analysis. That's what I like to say. Or I think I like to say it anyway. So we have Thanksgiving Day games coming up. We have Week 12 in front of us, staring at us in the face, believe it or not, because, you know, we go up to Week 17. So here's the scoop. What's the game of the week? The game of the week is going to be on Thanksgiving Day. The game of the week is the Chargers and the Cowboys. So what you do now is you jump on the phone lines with that one eye open or halfway open, and you say, I think the Cowboys are going to win it, and the score is going to be 36-17, or whatever you think the score is going to be. So 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645. Or you can flip me an email up until the top of the hour. And that is americatonight.net. Click on contact. Tell us the score. So easy. Or you can tweet me too. Kate S. Delaney. If you tweet me there, there's no shame in that. It counts. All that counts. There's some tweet ways to get a hold of me. So tweet me, Kate S. Delaney. Jam on these digits, 877-300-7645. or go to americatonight.net and click on contact. And again, Cowboys or Chargers, it's the afternoon game, kicks at 4:30 on Thanksgiving. Who is going to win and what is the final score going to be? Who's going to win and what's the final score going to be? I personally think it's going to be, and if whatever score I give, anybody can take. The Cowboys with a couple of losses, and Chargers are, I just was listening to Tony Dungy say that he thought the Chargers, the L.A. Chargers, were going to surprise some people, and they still weren't out of it, and they could make it into the playoffs. He thought the way they've been playing lately, based on Keenan Allen and Melvin Gordon and Phillip Rivers, he thought the Chargers had a chance. So I still am going to say I think the Cowboys win, and I think the Cowboys win it by a score of 36-21. 36-21. But what do you think? 877-376-45, americatonight.net, click on contact, or tweet it to me, Kate S. Delaney. Kate S. Delaney. It's so easy to do it that way, because I know a lot of you are communicating through the magic of the 140-character world. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Sharon always wants to nail the score. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there.
I don't. So are you going to be watching both of these games on Thanksgiving?
I'm not sure because I'm going to be at my sister's, and I don't. They're not big football people, so I don't know.
So maybe not.
So I'm going to say San Diego.
Yeah, it is San Diego, but it's L.A. Chargers now. So you're going to say the Chargers?
Oh, Chargers. L.A. Chargers and
yep.
Dallas.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Chargers, 27, and Dallas, 17.
Ooh, I like it. 27-17. And you know what, Sharon? You could be right because the Chargers are playing well and the Cowboys aren't playing as well and they're missing a few key people. Happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Can't wait. So Thanksgiving really was my favorite holiday growing up when I was a kid. Like I said, I mean, although in my family, turkey, mashed potatoes, corn, some vegetables, you know, all the craziness of how much food was on the table was repeated at Christmas. So a lot of people do different foods. They don't do a turkey. It's too much work or they don't want to. They do something else, prime rib or whatever. But we always had dose turkeys, and that was like really the only time we had turkey was that during the holidays. Probably my mother was so exhausted, it's like, okay, two giant meals and now we're done, now we're through. All right, so we've got a couple of other scores coming in. This one is from Tommy, who says, Kate, get a grip, come on, the Chargers are going to win this thing and the final score is going to be 35-12. Wow. You're saying they're not going to put any points up on the board, or hardly any points, not even two touchdowns. Let's go to Mackenzie Sutton. Let's get him in the middle of this turmoil. Mackenzie, hello.
Hello. I am thinking that Chargers will be 21 and Cowboys will be 3.
I love it. Pounding those Cowboys, 21-3. 21-3. All right, so if you're right, I'll send you a Starbucks gift card.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, because that'd be shocking. But you never know. And the way the season has been going for, you know, not just the way the season has been going for some of these football teams, not just the Cowboys, sometimes you tune in and it does look like we are somehow, I don't know, we're watching a football game, but a baseball game really broke out in the middle of it. And so he may not be that far off of what could happen. I mean, yeah, it's nuttiness. I got another one here from the email, and you can send that to me still, americatonight.net. Click on contact. Got this one from Chuck, who says, Kate, it's got to be the Cowboys. Boy, Dak Prescott looks so frustrated. And the Cowboys have had these terrible losses. even though they're missing some players, I still think they're going to find a way to beat the Chargers. So I'm going to say the final score is going to be 28-21. 28-21. So a little defense, maybe a slower start, could be either or. I'm not gonna veer away from that. You could be 100% right. You could be absolutely dead on. I don't know. There's something about the tradition of watching the two games. Remember, it used to always be, I want to say in the beginning, it was just one game. But there was always at least one from the 70s on. I could be wrong about when they started that. But there was always one game, and then it went to two games. And then there was the NBA games that were also on. More excuses to eat. Well, I don't know, get a sandwich later on. That's what people do. Or they get a second plate. Oof. Second plate. No second plates for me. I don't know about the rest of you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening who may be traveling already. And thanks to all of you for calling the show and sending me your thoughts through the miracle of the Internet. Appreciate it. Kate Delaney. America Tonight.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.